peace with God.
What does it mean to completely trust God? Billy Graham has a story that might help you understand. It begins with a tightrope walker who amazed a crowd by pushing a wheelbarrow full of dirt back and forth across a huge waterfall.
Then he asked, "How many of you believe I can roll a man across?" And they said, "Oh, we know you can do it." And so there was one man in the front row that was quite enthusiastic about it. And he said, "Sir," he said, "would you mind stepping in the wheelbarrow and being the first man?" Well, that man was gone. I don't blame him. But you see, that's what faith is. You put your total weight in the wheelbarrow. You put your total weight on Christ.
Are you ready to put your total weight on Christ? Billy Graham helps you do that on today's edition of Peace with God, an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I'm Bill Meyer. Also on today's program, chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team wrap up their work in Ferguson, Missouri, with hope for the future there.
The future is very bright. I think God can really bring things out of the ashes here.
On this weekend, before the observance of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, you'll hear more about God's work in healing race relations in Ferguson. That's coming up in just about 10 minutes.
Peace with God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
peacewithgodradio.org or 888-61-JESUS.
888-61-JESUS.
Billy Graham wants you to know that you can know you're going to heaven. The title of today's message is Eternal Life, You Can Be Sure of It. And it comes from his 1993 crusade in Columbus, Ohio. Let's listen.
Now tonight I want you to turn with me to 1 John, the 5th chapter. Now there are three little Johns, and there's the big John. Big John is the life of the Lord Jesus Christ and is one of the Gospels. These are the epistles back in the almost to the book of Revelation. 1 John 5:13. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." I want to speak about knowing, being absolutely sure that you know Christ. So that's what we want to do in this book of 1 John. Check up on ourselves, an examination, because it was written to give you assurance that your sins are forgiven and that you're going to heaven. The Gospel of John, though, was written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. In other words, the Gospel of John was written to bring you to Christ, and the little Johns were written to help you to know how to live the Christian life and to be sure that you do know Christ. In 1 John 3:23 it says, "And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son of God." Do you believe? Well, you say, "Yes, I believe." Do you really? Do you know what believe means in the Bible? What faith is in the Bible? It means that you put your total weight on Christ. It's the story that I told the other night. I'll tell it again, about this fellow that came over from France, and he announced that he was going to put a tightrope across Niagara River at Niagara Falls, and he was going to walk across it. Well, a big crowd of people gathered on both sides of the river, the Canadian side and the American side, and they watched. And sure enough, he walked over and he walked back and they applauded. He did it two or three times, and then he took a wheelbarrow and he put 200 pounds of dirt in it and rolled it over and rolled it back and rolled it over and rolled it back. Then he asked, "How many of you believe I can roll a man across?" And they said, "Oh, we know you can do it." And so there was one man in the front row that was quite enthusiastic about it. And he said, "Sir," he said, "would you mind stepping in the wheelbarrow and being the first man?" Well, that man was gone. I don't blame him. But you see, that's what faith is. You put your total weight in the wheelbarrow. You put your total weight on Christ. And Christ is the one that you are to put your faith in. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Real faith carries with it the idea of commitment. Not just believing with your head, but a commitment of your life, of every phase of your life to Christ. your vocation, your studies, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your sex life, everything is committed to Christ. The first question is, do you really believe, have you really committed your life to Christ all the way? Get that settled. Then the second question in this examination, a changed attitude toward sin. 1 John 1:8-10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Yes, as Christians, sometimes we sin. We may sin without knowing it because there are sins of omission, sins of commission. Somebody you should have helped, somebody you should have smiled to today that it would have encouraged them and you didn't do it. But he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you do sin, there's a remedy. God will forgive you if you confess it. And the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The blood that was shed on the cross when Christ died has the power 2,000 years later to wash all your sins away. I thank God that he stayed on that cross, and when they put those nails in his hands and the spike through his feet and the spear in his side, he stayed there. He didn't come down. He stayed on the cross because he loved you. He loves you tonight. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, however bad you've been, he loves you. Now, after you have come to Christ, what should be your attitude towards sin? First, if you do commit a sin, confess it immediately. Secondly, forsake it immediately with his help. Thirdly, seek after righteousness and holiness. Be sure that you don't do that again. You know, some people commit a sin and then they come to God and ask for forgiveness. And then they'll go and commit the same sin, commit it over and over and over again. It means you turn from sin. You don't go back and do that again. In the 23rd Psalm, David said, he restores my soul. Do you need your soul restored tonight? There are hundreds of people here tonight that are believers, but you need to rededicate your life. And then the third question is this. Do you have a desire to obey God? 1 John 2:3 says, and hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Go through the New Testament and mark up every place where it says you should do this or you should live this way and find where you failed. An infallible sign of the new birth is that we want to obey Christ. I don't obey Christ because I'm afraid not to obey him. I obey him because I want to. I love Christ. I want to obey his will. I want to do the things he wants me to do. Then fourthly, there's the separation from the world. In 1 John 2, I love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And if you love the world more than you do Christ, you're not in the kingdom of God. And how many of us tonight love the world? That means cosmos. It's translated cosmos, and that's the part of the world that is run by the devil. Yes, the devil is called the god of this world. The moment you receive Christ, the devil is going to be after you. He's going to tempt you. He'll bring things to you that you never dreamed you'd be tempted to do. Temptation is not of God. Temptation comes from the devil. And how do you fight the devil? He tempted Jesus. He caught Jesus at a time when Jesus had not eaten or had anything to drink for 40 days and 40 nights in a wilderness. And he tempted Jesus 3 times, and they were real temptations. And how did Jesus combat him? He didn't argue. He didn't debate. He didn't use his supernatural power. He just quoted scripture. Every time Satan came with his temptation, Jesus quoted a passage from the Old Testament, a scripture verse. And that's the reason it's very important to memorize all the scripture you can. I've reached the age where it's hard to memorize scripture. I wish I'd memorized 10,000 times more than I did when I was young. You take a scripture verse and memorize it, and that'll stay with you all your life if you repeat it week after week and week after week. It's yours for life. And when the devil comes with his temptation, you're there with the sword, because the scripture is called the sword of the Spirit. And that's your armor that you use to fight Satan when he comes. Are you separated from the world?
In today's message, Billy Graham's helping you determine where you stand with Jesus Christ, because it's only through a relationship with Jesus that you can know you're going to heaven. You can learn about beginning a relationship with Jesus at our website, peacewithgodradio.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. That's peacewithgodradio.org. And you can also call us. Our number is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. Stay tuned for the rest of Billy Graham's message here on Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
The new movie, Unbroken, tells part of the story of Louis Zamperini's amazing life as an Olympic athlete and a World War II hero. Now you can watch the rest of his story, how God changed his life after he attended Billy Graham's 1949 Greater Los Angeles Crusade. Watch Louis Zamperini Captured by Grace, the latest TV special from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Check your local listings or billygraham.tv for station and airtimes. That's billygraham.tv. Louis Zamperini, Captured by Grace.
Thanks for being with us for this edition of Peace with God. On this weekend before the observance of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, there's a new sense of hope for race relations in Ferguson, Missouri. It's the hope of Jesus Christ, offered by the chaplains of the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team. They just wrapped up a 6-week deployment in Ferguson.
The future is very bright. I think God can really bring things out of the ashes here.
Dave Fitzgerald is both a Rapid Response Team chaplain and the pastor of a church near Ferguson. The city was rocked by riots for weeks after the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man by a white police officer last August. Dave Fitzgerald says basically everyone in and around Ferguson is ready for peace and healing.
Most of them realize it's going to be a long-term type of thing, and they want to do it right so that it's lasting.
It was last November when a grand jury decided not to indict the police officer who shot Michael Brown. Shortly after that decision was announced, more rioting broke out in Ferguson. The first round of Rapid Response Team chaplains arrived just 2 days later. It was on that first flight to Ferguson that the chaplains began watching God go ahead of them.
As only God could work it out, Michael Brown Sr. was on that plane as well as his pastor. And we talked with the pastor on the plane, and he invited us to his church.
The Rapid Response Team's Jeff Neighbors says that meeting and church visit helped the people of Ferguson get to know and trust the chaplains. So when the Rapid Response Team brought its mobile command unit into the heart of the city, a lot of people stopped in to visit. Among them were three young ladies looking to get a cup of hot coffee. As they drank their coffee, Pastor Dave Fitzgerald and other chaplains talked to them about Jesus.
I asked them if they had a relationship with Jesus Christ, and they looked at me with blank stares, not really knowing what I was talking about. One of the girls said, "Is that kind of like being saved?" And that, of course, was an open door opportunity. And I just began to go through the plan of salvation with them.
When Dave asked them if they'd like to pray about what he just explained, they said yes.
And as we all prayed together with the other chaplains around, all three of the girls prayed for their salvation. We gave them Bibles. We told them there was going to be follow-up from other churches coming alongside of them, drawing them in. They were very excited about that. It was just amazing to see three girls come in. They were physically cold. They wanted a cup of coffee, and their spiritual needs were met, and they were very open to it.
During their 6 weeks in Ferguson, Rapid Response Team chaplains prayed with more than 1,500 people. Everyone from people on the streets to first responders to government officials. Of everyone they prayed with, 83 people made decisions to surrender their lives to Jesus Christ. The Rapid Response Team is working with local churches to provide follow-up and discipleship for them. The Billy Graham Rapid Response Team shares the hope of Jesus with people in crisis situations around the world. You can be a part of this important work through your prayers and financial support of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. To give online, go to peacewithgodradio.org. That's peacewithgodradio.org. Or you can give over the phone by calling 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
There's hope.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Did you know that you can know you're going to heaven? You have that assurance when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Have you done that? You might want to ask yourself some of the questions that Billy Graham is suggesting on today's edition of Peace with God.
The fifth question I ask myself is, do I love other Christians of all denominations? Do I love other people? Do I love the poor enough to do something about helping them in their poverty? Do I love the people in my own neighborhood who have a different color skin? Do I really love them? Or do I just put it on? Is this just an act that I put on? Is it a real love affair with people, no matter what their background may be? The scripture says we know that we've been passed from death to life because we love. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And then sixthly, if you really know Christ, you do not practice sin. 1 John 5:18, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. The devil can't touch him. You say, but it says sins not. That word actually means doesn't practice sin. You may make a mistake and you may yield for a moment, but you won't practice sin. You won't do it over and over and over and over again. You'll confess it and forsake it and give it up and say, Lord, help me. I'm so weak. I need your help to live a Christian life. And then seventhly, there's the witness of the Spirit. If you really know Christ, you'll know it because there'll be a witness of the Spirit in your heart. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. How do I know? Not only the Word of God tells me, not only my life tells me that I know God, but it's like the little boy that was flying his kite and the kite had gotten out of sight, like these low clouds that were here today. And this boy's kite had disappeared. It had gotten so high. But he was holding on. He couldn't see it. And somebody said, what are you doing? He said, I'm flying a kite. They said, we don't see a kite. How do you know it's up there? Oh, he said, I feel the tug of it. And when you come to know Christ, you feel the tug of Christ in your heart. And you know that he lives in your heart. Do you feel that tug in your heart? If you're not absolutely sure that Christ lives in your heart and you're totally committed to him, you can make this the moment in which a great transformation takes place in your life. And you will have a power that you don't have. You see, we're talking about yielding totally, not to yourself and not to your friends, not to the material things, but yielding to Christ. A yielded mind makes an intelligent Christian. A yielded sex life makes a dynamic Christian. Yes, there's nothing wrong with sex. God gave it to us. It's one of his great gifts to us. And we're to enjoy sex, but within the bonds of matrimony. Sex is for human reproduction and the fulfillment of married love. All those other functions we are trying to use sex for are merely unsolved spiritual problems which only Christ can solve. And then a yielded body makes a useful Christian. In Romans 6, It says, likewise, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Don't let sin control you, that you should obey it and the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. Our bodies belong to God. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, a yielded heart makes a devoted Christian. The Bible talks about in Proverbs 12, the deceit that's in the heart. Proverbs 14, man is a backslider in heart. Proverbs 18, the heart of man is haughty. Proverbs 22, sin is bound up in the heart. Man's real heart problem is spiritual. That's the reason you need to come to the cross to find forgiveness, to find a new life. And he says he'll give you a new heart and turn you completely around. And then lastly, a yielded will makes a forceful and a determined Christian. A yielded will. You see, there's the mind, there's the emotion, and there's the will. The scripture says, whosoever will, let him come. It doesn't say whosoever achieves or whoever understands or whosoever deserves it, but it says whosoever will. Because you see, when your will responds, it can also say, I won't. Which are you going to say tonight? I'm going to ask you to say tonight, I will. I will, to the best of my knowledge, receive Christ into my heart, and I want to live the kind of life you've been talking about. I don't have the strength. I don't have the energy. I just feel that I can't do it. But I'm willing to start. And I'm willing to say tonight, I will, with God's help, yield my life to Christ as Savior and Lord and Master.
Are you ready to let God help you yield control of your life to Jesus Christ? He's waiting for you. Learn more at peacewithgodradio.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. That's peacewithgodradio.org. And you can always call us. Our number is 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. By the way, you can use that same information to get your copy of the DVD Louis Zamperini, Captured by Grace. Watch this Olympic athlete and World War II hero tell how God brought him from bitterness to joy after he attended a Billy Graham crusade. Louis Zamperini, Captured by Grace, is our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount to the ongoing work of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. You can give over the phone by calling 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787, or give online at peacewithgodradio.org. You're listening to Peace with God.
Peace
with
God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
In today's message, Billy Graham helped you determine where you stand with Jesus by working through a number of questions you can ask yourself. Now his daughter, Ann Graham Lotz, asks you one more question about prayer.
What's your excuse for not praying? If Jesus felt the need to pray, how do you and I think we can go without it? What's our excuse for not praying? Not enough time? Too tired? He's not going to answer, so why bother? God spoke to me firmly several years ago through his letter to the church in Revelation 3. He rebuked me for having a reputation of being alive, but at the same time lifeless in my relationship with him because I was virtually prayerless. And while my spirit squirmed, he shined the light of his word into my heart. And I have not found your deeds complete because they are not done in total dependence on me. Now, years later, I can testify to the fact that my times in prayer are the most precious of the day. Listen to me. Stop making excuses. Start praying. This is Ann Graham Lotz.
You can listen back to Ann's teaching and her father's message anytime you like, or share it with someone else by getting a free CD of today's program. Just give us a call and let us know you'd like it. The number is 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. The CD and the call are both free. Just before we wrap up today's program, we want to give you a sneak peek at what's coming up next week here on Peace with God. Franklin Graham will explain that the same God who told Noah to build the ark and be rescued from the flood is offering to rescue you from your sin.
120 years took Noah to build that ark. 120 years they had a chance to say, God, we've sinned against you, we're sorry. But they didn't. You've got an opportunity tonight to tell God you're sorry. You've got an opportunity tonight to make it right with God.
That's next week here on Peace with God. I'm Bill Meyer. Thanks so much for being with us today. Peace with God is an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.